Hello children, how are you? As promised, I am back today with another story. So today's story is the fox with the stunted tail. A fox had the bad luck of losing her tail in a trap and felt embarrassed. "It's unfair," she thought. "Why should I alone lack a tail?" She began to think that the world would be a much better place if no fox had a tail. Cleverly, she tried to convince the other foxes to cut off their tails, saying it is an extra burden, nor can it be called elegant or pretty. But one wise fox said, "You are saying this out of a sense of shame. Had you not lost your tail, you would not have said this to us." All the others laughed and walked away, waving their bushy tails. So in her mind, fox thought that, okay, I can convince others, but other people also have, you know, head. They can think, right? They have mind of their own and they can decide on themselves. So this was one story, and I am thinking there is another bonus fox story. So I'll share with you another. I'll read another story. This is also about the fox and the goat. On a hot summer day, a thirsty fox was searching for water in a field. He came across a well with very little water in it. The clever fox saw that a pulley system was in place, which meant that one bucket would go down, bringing another bucket to the top. The fox quickly jumped into the bucket, dangling at the top. Down went the bucket, and he gulped the water, quenching his thirst. But now he had to go up. A little later, a goat came along looking for water and peered into the well. The fox explained to the goat that if she wanted to drink water, she should get into the bucket at the top. When she came down, he would go up. "But how will I get back?" she asked. "Simple," said the fox. "I can come down and you will go up." Unaware of the cunning fox's plan, the goat agreed. Soon the fox was out and went its way, leaving the poor goat in the well. Okay, see here in this story, so this clever fox got another animal, that is goat, who was little bit low on his thinking, and he blindly had faith and blindly trusted the fox and got into trouble. So children, these were the two stories regarding fox. So these were two different foxes, two different stories, but here you can see how fox is called as clever animal, like that it is clever, not only clever, it is also cunning. So how did you like these stories? Please let me know. I'll meet you all in the next story. Okay, till then, take care and bye bye.